أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون لا تحسبن الذين كفروا معجزين في الأرض ومأواهم النار ولبئس المصير صدق الله العظيم آيات number 56 and آيات number 57 of سورة النور الله سبحانه وتعالى completes the previous discussion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had started. That was the discussion of the munafiqeen, the disbelievers, that they did not want the adjudication of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They merely said they had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when it was put to the test, then they found that they will go outside and they will find and they will look for people that will judge in their favor rather than looking for justice. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the believers, that they were ever willing to go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if there was a need for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to judge in their matters. And then in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised the believers that provided there is iman, and iman as ordained by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, iman as shown to us by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is amal salihah, that is righteous and pious deeds, and that also as according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised succession, that man, insan, the mu'min, the believer, will become the representative of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the surface of the earth. And then thereafter, various promises by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will establish the deen, Allah will change conditions of fear into conditions of peace. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke about them very highly, that they will worship only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they will not ascribe any partners to Allah. In conclusion to all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and establish salah, وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and give your zakat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the establishment and the performance of salat, and giving the zakat doesn't mean that these are the only aspects of deen, but if we very broadly divide ibadat and our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will find that there are two types of ibadat very, very broadly. And one is the ibadat of the body, in which one makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the movements of the various limbs of the body and by restraining it in a particular period of time, and that is in salat. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, by mentioning salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also includes all the other bodily ibadat that one will carry out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in salat also we will find that there are verbal ibadat like the qiraat, etc. So that has also been included. Wa'atu zakah, and the second form of ibadat, that is monetary ibadah, in which a person would spend for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence the greatest of all of it is that of giving zakat, because it is a compulsion. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions zakat here, and Allah makes reference to all forms of monetary ibadat. So the best of bodily ibadat is that of salat, the best of monetary ibadat is that of zakat, and it is not the only ibadat, but they are the best of ibadat, and hence Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions them. وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ, and the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and obey the Rasul. Here we'll find in the close proximity of these ayat, on many occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about being obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا, if you're obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you obey His commandments, you follow Him, then you will find the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah Rabbul Izzat reiterates this, وَأَتِيعُوا الرَّسُولُ, and become obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the orders of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, not only insofar as salat and zakat is concerned, but in every aspect of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. What is the reward of that? Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may obtain rahmah, so that rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be showered upon you. So here is a very, very simple prescription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, that if we want the rahmat of Allah Rabbul Izzah to descend, and we want the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fulfill the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzah according to the commandments of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La tahsabanna alladhina kafaru mu'jizina fil ard. Now the kuffar, they were moving very freely in the land. Even after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrah to Madina Munawwara, they moved very, very freely. And they would even coming to Madina Munawwara sometimes and go out of Madina Munawwara very, very freely. And perhaps the thought would have come to their minds that they can continue doing this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who disbelieve should not think that they will frustrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they will tire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fil ard, in the lands, that they will carry on doing this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not take them to task. But definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a place to do whatever Allah ta'ala has so desired, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them also a very severe warning. And of course that warning is up to this day, that they cannot feel that they will come into Muslim countries, they cannot feel that they would apply pressure upon Muslim governments, and they can continue doing what they are doing forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his plot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his time. Allah ta'ala has his way and method. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them appropriately. If not in this world, wa ma'wahumun nar, definitely in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their abode is the fire of Jahannam. It is an evil abode. Wala bi'sal masir, very evil is their return. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified that in this world Allah will deal with them as Allah ta'ala so desires, and in the hereafter also Allah ta'ala will deal with them as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desire. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the promises in these ayat on the basis of our iman and our amal salih. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.